welcome back to another episode of New Year, New Look, New Podcast.
I'm Alana.
I'm Annalie.
And I'm Nathan. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's topic.
Y'all, it's the last episode of 2023. We did it, y'all.
We did it, Joe.
You're sucked.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Well, yeah.
You look like mom, baby. Give me the eye. Okay, for the record, I'm not sick anymore, but my voice hasn't come back from being sick.
That's why I said I'm technically the only healthy person recording the pod today.
And I may have COVID.
It's okay because it's through a screen.
Yeah, we're all good.
We're great. We're happy to be here.
This is our end of year retrospective, end of year celebration, whatever you want to call it. It's
You're the only person that uses that word.
It's the end of the year, okay?
When Nathan wanted to record this one, he goes, I'm just thinking we record a retrospective episode. And I was like, please explain that a different way.
It's basically like a look back and like just, we're just going to talk about all the stuff.
Like an in memoriam.
Not an in memoriam, like kind of just like,
yes.
A recap, just talking about our favorite things we got to do this year with the podcast.
Yes, NYLN Pod Wrapped.
Oh yeah, we get
like
our own.
That's the name of the episode.
Okay, fine.
We get our own wrap.
This is our NYLN Pod Wrapped. We're just gonna talk about stuff that we did this year for the pod, our favorite moments, and we asked you guys out on Instagram to send in your thoughts and things about what you liked about this podcast in this year. Who wants to go first? Remember, we're unedited because I don't want to edit this. So there's just long pauses in here. Anyways.
Oh, the long pauses. Oh, no.
Sorry, my leg is currently under attack.
I guess that's kind of like a segue into one of my favorite moments, which is just the off-camera Finley stuff, where Annalie is just like muted but obviously like scolding her dog. Like,
the amount of timeouts he's been put in while we've been recording.
Yes.
The proper response is to go, my leg.
My leg.
Finley, timeout. Following my impulses today.
Yeah, he's currently literally like latched onto my leggings, using it as a chew toy, like a tug toy.
Oh my god.
Yes.
See, look, hold on. And he's going. Oh.
Well, we love our mascot.
Yes, Finley Finley is the official NYNL and Pod mascot. And not to jump the gun a little bit, but in 2024, expect Redbubble Finley merch.
Yay. If you want my dog's face on any of your items,
yes,
you can get one. Put it on your water bottle.
Yeah,
Annalie will.
You can buy and shirts.
Put it on your laptop.
You can buy shirts on.
I want
Redbubble.
Jocelyn to put it on their like Degrassi wall because it has nothing to do with Degrassi.
Oh no, it doesn't.
Oh, they
no.
so will.
But I expect of anyone, Evie and Jocelyn, to get Finley's face.
You can also like make shirts on Redbubble, so like a Finley. Yes, this is a threat. This is fun. All right, so let's talk about our favorite moments that we did this year. We finally got through all of Next Gen when we talked about it.
True.
Yeah, we still haven't talked about Next Class.
That's for Next Gen.
It's okay. Listen,
at this rate, we're going to have to rewatch it.
At this point, the reboot will come out.
In memoriam.
I still need to watch old school Degrassi. But anyways.
You'll be doing that by the time we start Next Class. It's okay.
Will I?
No. You won't. It's okay. We already know that we'll be on Evie's pod before you will. It's okay. We got it, Nathan. We'll represent you.
Okay, but me and Evie are going to do the Weird Al episode, okay? We're gonna do the Al episode, the Lynn episode.
The Lynn episode. My profile picture is still Lynn, Evie. I need you to know. It's still Lynn.
All
it's
of ours.
Still,
are.
It's still Lynn.
There's still Lynn.
And Lynn,
it's
we
like
trust.
Evie's still here with us.
Yes.
Crazy.
Sometimes Ice can still hear her voice. Honestly, yeah, that kind of leads into another favorite moment.
We need to do a tally. Can we keep a tally of how many times we say Evie's name or it's Jocelyn's?
It's
but
been like
Evie's.
50 at this point since we've joined the Discord, honestly. But yeah, like that kind of segues into, you know, recording episodes with Jocelyn and Evie, and they were fun. Yeah, there were some really
Jocelyn are wonderful.
Those are some of my favorite episodes because, you know, we got to talk to other people that aren't ourselves. And still, our episode with Jocelyn is still our most listened to episode. So thank you guys for that still. Yeah.
We also it's cool to get to talk to other Degrassi fans about Degrassi and their experiences. And that's something new to me since us starting this podcast. So that's really awesome. And yeah, thank you guys for just hit my fan. Hello. We're good. Thank you for that being our most streamed episode since then. That's awesome. I was going to talk about some notable episodes that I loved recording.
Okay.
Or the recap. If we're going by our new year, new look, new pod wrapped, our season 10 recap. That's 2 hours and 8 minutes.
That was, I think that was the first episode we released this year.
I forgot that was 2 hours long.
That was our first episode of 2023.
We really should have, looking back, we really should have released it as a two-parter episode.
We really should have.
I didn't want
to
edit
okay
all that.
Because if someone if someone needs to like have like a long like cleaning session or like long walk, you could go on like a 2-hour walk, walk for an hour, take a break, and then walk for another hour and you're done the podcast episode.
Or if you're like doing chores or like whatever, just have it on in the background and do whatever. Actually, by the time we're recording this, Quentin Reviews on YouTube, who does like these like retrospectives on iCarly and Victorious, he just posted his part 2 to his Sam and Cat retrospective. It is 9 hours long.
Oh,
I'm 2 hours into the video
for part 2.
Yeah, like, but I think
was part 1.
I don't know, but I think in this one he actually talks about Jeanette McCurdy's book and like the all that other stuff. So I guess that's why it's so long. But yeah,
he's like, we are going to read the book together.
The entire book, actually.
I still need to read it, actually. But that's a whole nother tangent. What else is on the raft?
Our blast from the past. So when Annalie and I talked about Degrassi Junior High.
The one episode I'm not in.
Yeah, I said it on purpose. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not in 2 episodes, sir.
Oh, yeah, the teacher episode.
I meant for this year.
Was the teacher episode last year?
It was last year.
It all blends together.
Yeah.
Guys, this is episode 41, if that puts it in perspective. That's crazy. Yeah. But I loved that episode because it was fun to just talk about Degrassi Junior High and Fonnelly. Also, Evie, when you can finally watch that episode... Yes. It's really, really funny because Annalie and I go off at the end about the ending of the show. Because
rage.
Crazy.
I raged.
Here's
I
what happened.
I can't wait to talk about it with them. It's going to be so long.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so worth it. And Evie, you can already bet Annalie and I will be on that episode of the very last episode of Degrassi Junior High. We will be on that episode. Nathan probably won't
already claim.
But we will.
Yeah, and I will make like I joked in the last episode, I'll probably be on for the School's Out episode at this rate.
You know,
he's not have watched it. He's just gonna be on it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be there. I'm just gonna wow, Snake had hair in this episode.
I also really like us dissecting the shark in the water promo.
Yes,
I have a story. So
okay,
I know Nathan and Annalie know this, and maybe some of you guys know this too. I work at a clothing store, and when I'm home for the break, and I'm one of my first days back from work on Saturday, and I go in and they just have a playlist going. It's a mixture of like regular music and like Christmas music, because this was like the 23rd, so it wasn't Christmas yet. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, no way is this clothing store playing this song right now. And it was Shark in the Water.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So I immediately texted Nathan and Annalie, and I alerted the Degrassi Kid Discord, and I was like, guys, hi, Finley. I was like, guys, they are playing Shark in the Water right now. It was crazy. I was talking to my coworker, and I'm like, oh, I know you don't know this, but it has to do with Degrassi. And I came home, and I told my parents, and I was like, it's such a pivotal moment in like with Degrassi. And I was like, you won't understand it because you're not at the season yet, but it is. It's pivotal. And then they played it today as well. And two of my managers were like jamming to it. I looked at them and I went, you guys know this song? And they went, of course we do. We grew up with this song. Ollie, what are you doing?
She's playing a game with Finley. He's got the zoomies right now. Oh, no. She hurt her elbow. No.
Oh, no. Ollie is having a time over there because Finley has the zoomies. But anyways, my manager was like, yeah, we grew up with this song. And I was like, no way. I kind of did, but I love Shark in the Water.
Oh yeah.
And I loved getting to like have us like dissect it and then kind of have that be like the, oh my gosh, this is the promo of all promos.
Yeah. It really set the bar for the season promos for,
yeah,
especially the later half of Degrassi. This is kind of in tone with the with Shark in the Water. But yeah. I really loved our I'm Upset video where we just watched the music video, mainly because, like, I get it. You know, Drake makes music now and he's no longer Jimmy from Degrassi, unfortunately. But I thought it was really cool, like how he got most of the original his era of Degrassi people showing up, and Kevin Smith, and like it's just a
and
fun,
Jason Mewes, and like, Jason he Mewes. Weaves everyone in.
Yeah,
and it was so funny.
But especially
even got the guy who plays Rick.
Yeah, but I also, and even Connor, which Jimmy and Connor never really like shared any. Yeah, they never shared any on screen moments. But I also love the ending where it's like, hey, here's what the cast looks like now, and here they are as babies when they first did Degrassi. You know, it was
yeah,
really
the little
really
credits.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Annalie. Annalie,
he keeps biting me.
Do you have any like favorite moments?
I would say, you know how on Spotify rap they're like, this was your vibe for the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our vibe is chaos.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Like, I'm sorry for those that, well, you don't watch this podcast. Ah, no, don't chew the charger.
Finley.
You don't watch us, but 9 times out of 10, two of us are muted laughing at the third person who's talking.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even.
Much.
Or I'm like sending Snapchats of people with like Snapchat filters on their face while they're talking.
There was one day it was really bad. There was like one day Nathan
it was really
and
bad.
I were laughing so hard, and Nathan was so mad at us because we
gentle.
Back on track.
That was the chaos night. Was that this year or last year?
It probably happened this year and last year, honestly.
It was definitely in our like blooper episode. This is I don't think this episode really got a lot of traction for it, but I really loved our Halloween episode where we finally talked about the Degrassi black hole.
I love the Degrassi black hole. And I'm so glad we finally got to talk about it because there's so much lore and we did not get to all of it.
Yeah, we might do a part two.
We honestly should do a part two. I feel
I still want us to do a video on
Degrassi.
Episode on Degrassi minis.
Yes, we've dabbled into the minis before, but we should definitely do that. But going back to the black hole episode, just for my amusement, I made it a Twilight Zone parody because
that was good.
Let's be real. The Degrassi Black Hole and the Twilight Zone are basically the same thing, you know? Like Kendra is floating out in an abyss somewhere. That's what the Degrassi Black Hole is. Those are some of my highlights of this year.
I loved that one. I also really loved our Degrassi Tony Awards episode.
Yes, our Degrassi Tony Awards.
I feel like it wasn't something that a lot of people really did.
No.
So when, I forget who it was who brought up the idea, we were like, oh yeah, we should totally do that. Especially because if you know us, you know what one thing about us, and it's that we are the biggest theater kids.
Oh yeah.
Each and every one of us.
About me is that when I was 10. But like, I think, I mean, we were always going to do like an episode, like just talking about the musicals, but like making like an award show setting, or like just calling it the Degrassi Tony Awards. It was pretty good. And
fulfilled my dreams of finally getting to do a Tony Awards, because every single year I do it in my head. I actually, Nathan and I did our ballads for the Tony Awards. Like, we checked off like who we wanted to win and stuff.
We had
viewing parties, and I was like, that's the closest thing I'll ever get.
And then we
did this, and I was like, this is the closest thing I'll ever get to a Tony.
That was
the
actually
Tony
my,
Awards.
A Tony. That was actually my first bracket that I've ever done for the
Mine too.
Like my first ever like filling out. It was good.
I felt very invested though, because I had seen a couple shows, but doing this, like getting to finally like do everything and then announce all of them, I was like, this is the closest thing.
Yeah. I wore a suit and everything, but no one saw it because
called out.
Oh,
indirectly called out.
My favorite thing this year, my favorite moment this year was when Annalie wouldn't write her notes.
Hey, I did a couple times.
Yeah,
okay. The most recent time Annalie actually had notes and I didn't. Talk about the Twilight Zone.
Yes. Alana didn't have notes for once.
Yeah,
speaking
guys.
Of bullying, someone wanted to know our top 10 Nathan bullying moments. And I really can't decide because we bully him every episode. I can't remember everything I've said.
Just go
if
back
someone
to
wants
the
to
beginning
put an edit
year.
Together.
Yeah.
Go for it. Evie, go crazy.
Evie, get on that.
Evie.
I love how everyone else bullies me, but then Jocelyn's like, your ideas are not stupid. You're not.
Stop saying I know this is stupid, but.
Hey, I mean, that's how I am. What else happened? What else happened this year?
We didn't go to Canada.
We didn't go to Canada, unfortunately.
But we lived through everyone who did.
Yes, we did that.
Texted each other constantly going, wow, I wish I had time and money.
That should be me.
the amount right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, literally, we all texted each other and we're like, they met so-and-so. I wish I had money.
The FOMO was real.
Very much.
It was so real, guys.
Oh, I forgot to like put this on my like little list, but our event in the Degrassi Kid Discord, where we basically got to, you know, talk about ourselves and talk about our podcast and just kind of get to know more of the people.
And we got to just hang out and chat with a bunch of different Degrassi fans and get to know them, and they got to know us, and it was a fun time.
Not that this is a brainstorming sesh since it's to the general public, but recently they did a Kahoot trivia thing that someone put on. We should do a Kahoot of some sort because Kahoots are fun.
Yes.
And I forgot how fun they are.
Kahoot.
I love Kahoots. Yes. I did a Secret Santa with my friends and we did a Kahoot. And it was just like basic like trivia. And then my friend went, surprise bonus round. You're doing a trivia about me. And we were like, oh, okay.
Hamilton Kahoot. Let's do it.
Hamilton Kahoot.
Yes.
Evie would get first
place. Yes.
They would get first place.
Exactly. And also, the Discord kind of leads into a big thing that happened for us this year. We are now a part of a podcast network.
The Degrassi Kid Network.
Yeah. It's just
work.
It's
literally
just...
If you had told me, I mean, I go on these tangents all the time, so I'll keep it super short. But if you had told, like, high school me who was watching Degrassi for the first time, and, like, even, like, over the years being, like, me being that annoying teenager, no one understands me. No one understands that I watch Degrassi. No one knows what the heck Degrassi is. And now, like, finally getting to start a podcast and talk about Degrassi with Nathan and Anneli, and then being signed to a network with you know, people who also have Degrassi podcasts and are also Degrassi fans of the show.
Yeah.
So crazy and so awesome and fun. And we are really grateful for Jocelyn for taking us on. It's been a fun time.
It has been.
It's been really cool getting more people to check us out. And now we have some new friends.
Yes.
And it's really cool.
Plus, Evie's a part of that network, and Evie's perfect, so.
Yes.
Evie is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm making it my goal to say Evie's name as much as possible, because I know she really likes that, so.
Every time we say their name, an angel gets his wings. No, I'm kidding. Attaboy, Clarence.
Where's Al Roker?
Al Roker. That was another thing.
Being the producer on Gutenberg the musical.
Yes.
That was my favorite thing to see on my timeline. Live, love, Gutenberg.
What else?
Degrassi bands. I know we just did that with Evie, but that was really fun.
That was fun until we went on the half hour tangent near the end about just whatever, you know?
Maybe it wasn't fun for you to have to edit, but it was fun to record.
No, I love listening to all of that and being like, why did I say that?
I was listening back to it and I was like, what were we talking about?
How did we get here?
I think I said that during the episode. I was like, how did we get here? But that's okay.
One word, because it is one word. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if Lin-Manuel Miranda's watched Degrassi.
He has to. I mean, didn't, like, Nina Dobrev see Hamilton, like, when it opened or something?
Well, Nina Dobrev isn't
known for Degrassi. So logically, he's seen Degrassi.
Lynn made a tweet.
I'm
about
Googling Lin-Manuel Miranda Degrassi and seeing what comes up.
Yes, please do that.
I'm so curious now. And now we wait.
Okay, so speaking of Nina Dobrev seeing Hamilton, when Nina Dobrev saw Hamilton, Lynn posted a picture that said Degrassi reunion. Shh, I know I wasn't on Degrassi, just be cool. Could you guess?
Oh, yeah, he knows Degrassi.
Yeah, he should.
But
definitely,
I feel like Lynn is like a Degrassi Junior.
Degrassi
high boy.
That yeah. makes a lot of sense.
I think Lynn would be in the reboot.
Yeah,
he would show up to, like, the reunion episode, but also I feel like he would be like a guest, like, teacher or guest, like, performer.
I feel like he would find a way. Just give him the Pete Wentz treatment, give him a bag of ketchup chips and just, like, put him on the street somewhere.
Watching Pete Wentz actually act in One Tree Hill is so weird. He was in, like, at least, like, 3 to 5 episodes, and I was like, whoa, you're actually acting and you don't have ketchup chips and you're not playing yourself right now? What is going on?
Small world.
It was crazy.
Wait a minute. And then Degrassi is, like, official Facebook page reposted that post of Lynn and said our school doors are always open.
Yes. Oh, what if he's like
Lynn in... cameo win.
What if he has something to do with the reboot?
Not the reboot, but the documentary has been announced. What if Lynn is interviewed for the documentary? That would be wild. That would be absolutely
everything
wild.
And more. And if if someone finds out about it, you don't have to tell us, but like, you should tell us.
Tell us, yeah.
Tell we're us, probably... we won't tell anyone.
Yeah, whenever the doc comes out, we're probably going to do like a review of it or something. We'll definitely talk about it.
We'll definitely be doing a watch party. It'll be so fun.
Speaking of awesome stuff for the podcast, we hit our 1 year this year.
We did.
Yeah.
I feel like Nathan's voice is getting progressively lower and lower as we keep talking.
I might be sick, okay? I'm sorry.
I told He's you, just I'm practicing. The only healthy person on the pod today.
I told you we need more glitter.
Are you mentally healthy, though?
Yeah, I'm good. Christmas just happened.
I was talking about Lana.
Oh.
Because she said, I'm the only healthy person. Are you healthy in all senses of the word?
Honestly...
good.
I also feel like this was this year talking about Bittersweet Symphony.
Yes. That
Dang. You know me and you know that this is this is one of the best Degrassi episodes they've ever made, but it's so painful.
It's easily in my top 10. Top five.
It's in my top three.
Yeah.
It's just good. And the way that they weave everything together, like, I talk about it so much in that episode, but I feel like I appreciate that the way we did things with Time Stand Still, that we broke it up and then we talked about season 12.
Oh, yeah.
It needed to be its own episode.
My favorite part of the podcast that wasn't even mentioned on the podcast is Monroe Chambers being at the Camelot Walk of Fame event, because man looked fine.
Yeah.
He looked so good.
He did.
Although
he really did.
Although it did kind of make me sad in like the comments on TikTok being like, who are these people in the show? And I'm like, that's freaking
them be only
Lola.
Netflix.
Like, yeah.
Fake. Sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. I accidentally started with Next Class and I didn't know that it was out of order. And when I met all those people, I was like, wait, why are Maya and Zig reoccurring? Why, who is this? So then I went back and I watched everything.
And now
so I shouldn't
here.
Say that. But put some respect on Monroe Chambers.
Going back to our favorite moments, I think one of my favorite episodes we got to do is the Pride episode, because we are of the straight demographic, and it was interesting to give, you know, queer fans of the show their voice, and we got to talk about everything under the sun as far as that goes. We talked about Adam, we talked about Marco, we talked about Johnny DeMarco, which is our headcanon.
Bruce
the Moose, Johnny DeMarco. My beloveds. Anyways.
I also just loved getting to hear from like queer voices about queer Degrassi characters and storylines, especially because we are not queer.
Yeah.
And it's really great to hear and to hear these voices and hear their stories, especially during Pride Month. So I loved that episode a lot. And it was really fun time to record. Let's see. If we don't have any others,
we could...
Our holiday episode.
Our holiday episode.
That was 2022. Hold on.
Yeah, that was last year.
I'm sorry. I'm literally scrolling through
the program.
Our Spotify.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, that's not this year.
One beep, beep, breaking news.
I was taking along the river. Breaking news what?
I was about to say breaking news. Alana hasn't listened to our episode.
Yes, you caught me.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Let's see, Shark on the Water. Our blooper episode was funny, just compiling all the times we flubbed up.
And that's not even all of it.
That's Nathan, not, no.
I know you said you don't want to edit, but I really think it would be a perfect way to end this year if you made an edit and you dropped it at the end of this episode. And it's just the amount of times you say so, Shane Kimple, if you're listening to this.
If I'm not passed out and sick, then I might, but you know.
Or not in this one, you should do it like a Happy New Year and drop it to like our TikTok and our social.
That will be the first episode of 2024. It's just
me saying Shane Kibble. Shane Kibble, you're
listening. Stefan Brogren.
Jocelyn sees that and goes,
Yeah, let's rediscuss our contract. So let's now take a look let's take a look at the Instagram responses that we've gotten from you guys. We talked about half of these, honestly.
That's okay.
Oh, I sent this one in when Nathan stopped the recording session to point out the chip mug. Because it's on the Instagram. We were talking about
the chip mug. Yes.
We were recording our B plots of 11 to 14, and I noticed Donnelly was drinking out of a chip mug from Beauty and the Beast, and I love that movie, and I was like, that's cool. So
that's I right. remember now.
Yeah.
That took me a moment. Yeah. Mascot Finley.
Mascot Finley. Jingle 2024.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh. I wonder who wrote this one. When you had Degrassi Kid on your show and became best friends. Aww.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Evie. I'm kidding.
We love you, Jocelyn. We love you very much. Let's see.
This was from Sierra. When Evie mentioned the Secret Porcupine song by Zit Remedy, because I told her to look so that.
Love. I'm very glad. I actually had no idea about that. So when Evie mentioned that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
So I'm here for that, Sierra. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with Evie. And then Evie shared our knowledge. Evie shared the knowledge with us,
and
so
hopefully we can share that knowledge with a listener out there.
Absolutely.
Evie said your episodes with Evie and Degrassi Kid and you talking about musicals. That's every episode, Evie. What are you talking about? Like,
we loved having you both on the pod.
Exactly.
It was wonderful, and we will do it again very soon.
I don't know
soon.
If we've said it enough to know if we actually did or not.
What?
We didn't
know
say
if
it enough.
Oh, Evie, Jocelyn, Evie. Musicals, Hamilton.
Freaking Bloody Mary. Say their name. We send them the Zoom link and we time it perfectly.
Yes. Dressed in Beetlejuice, just like Evie. This is a comment we got from, I'm sorry, I still don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Chantilly?
Chantilly?
Yes.
I'm so sorry if we pronounce your name wrong.
So they said, I only started listening a few months ago, but I literally spent weeks listening to every episode. That is dedication, my friend.
You are so kind.
Exactly. Yes. Woo!
Thank you. We think you're awesome, especially for doing that, because we have we have over 40 episodes. Yeah, so thank you for taking the time to listen to all of them. And we're so happy that you're here with us now.
Exactly.
That was me when I discovered Jocelyn and I listened to their entire, like, where they broke down each section of era. Generations.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
each
before,
era,
like,
I like listened to all of them. And then like a week and a half later was when we first got contact with Jocelyn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because Annalie was like, guys, check this out. We were like, whoa.
I was like, and listen, we have to have them on the podcast.
Yeah,
and the rest was history.
The rest was indeed history.
So the girl who doesn't take notes got us a network deal.
Yeah, you're
baby.
Welcome.
Okay, Annalie, we'll give you the credit.
I'm actually here to report this is my last episode. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Nathan,
plot
no.
twist, they all leave me and it's just me.
Yeah.
No, guys.
We would never do
that. She said, actually, this episode's an intervention. We hate your stinking guts and we're leaving.
It's actually just me.
We're going to dox.
I'm Radio Rebel.
We're going to not dox. Oh, no.
No, I'm Radio Rebel.
No, I'm Radio Rev. I'm Sparta.
I'm in such a silly mood today, guys.
Yeah, we're in silly moods. Have you listened to an episode that we've made? This is literally the whole episode.
Yes.
Yeah, what else happened? What else happened this year?
We had a podcast.
We had, yeah. That's kind of what we're here to talk about.
No, I know. It's just crazy that we've had this podcast for over a year.
Yeah, first episode came out way back when, and I don't remember exactly when it came out, but we hit our 1 year, so that's something.
I can find it.
And the thing that we want to say here is, like, we do create these podcasts and all that stuff, but this is not our sole thing that we do. We have lives, we have jobs, we have all this stuff. But this is like our fun little hobby that has gotten us to talk to some awesome people and meet some awesome people. And
yeah, get to talk about Degrassi together.
Exactly. Get to talk about bring us
closer together. I mean, we were already friends. We were already good friends. But it's just cool that I got these two into Degrassi and now they're hooked. And now we get to hang out and talk about it.
Funny story that happened today. My mom's watching Hallmark, like the Hallmark Christmas stuff, and there was an ad for a movie that came out, and I forget her name. I am so sorry, but it was the actress who played Darcy was in the ad.
Shanae.
Yeah, Shanae. And then I literally explained to my mom, I was like, no, she's a great actress, but I hated her character. And I basically went through her whole lore. And then I was like, but then by the end of Next Generation, they like reverted Claire to being an only child. And it was like...
What? She's doing Hallmark now?
Yeah.
Crazy. I love that.
Sorry, I just coughed up a lung. Anyways.
Our first episode was August 19th, 2022.
In 2022. Yes. That was fun.
And here we are. Over a year later.
We are. That's
crazy, guys.
As in olden days.
Happy
golden days
of yours.
Is this because we didn't have a holiday episode?
This is kind of our proto holiday episode. I mean, Christmas just happened, you know. We're kind of in a funk between, like, you never notice that there's a funk between Christmas Day and New Year's where you're just kind of like, what time is it?
You don't
it?
Know what you're supposed what to be day feeling. Is
it? Should yeah, like you're just kind of like, yes. I call it limbo. Like literally, like. Yes. So yeah, I guess that's basically our Spotify Wrapped episode, our NYNL and Pod Wrapped episode.
Yay, Wrapped!
Woo!
Thank you guys for an amazing year.
Yeah,
appreciate all of you.
And yeah.
Thank you, Nathan and Annalie, for. I don't know, doing this podcast with me. I'm the one that got you into this in the first place, and it's been a blast. Like, I have so much fun.
Yeah, we like to have fun here at NYNL and Pod, but
we like each other a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, genuinely, we're so grateful that we've been able to do this, and here's to many, many more shenanigans. And Canada.
Yay.
Oh, Canada.
I don't know the rest.
I don't know the rest.
I almost slipped into the Genovia song from Prince's Diaries. Genovia. Genovia.
So Anne Hathaway, if you're listening to this episode.
Will your wave.
Thank you, Anna.
America.
Put Princess Diaries on Broadway. Anyways, thank you for sticking this long. If you are still listening somehow, yeah, that's
Evie. Glad you're here,
Evie. Yes, we're glad you're all here.
Real one.
Shout out to
our lovely friend.
Exactly.
The Degrassi Kid Discord.
The Discord. Become a member.
The Patreon.
Yes, become a member and you can listen to these episodes earlier than expected. I have this at the ending thing. You know what? Yeah, I might make a new outro. I don't know. We'll do it live. Sorry.
This has been New Year, New Look, New Podcast.
No, we haven't said the banana thing
yet. This has been.
Sorry.
Okay, that's basically it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
We are so grateful for all of you.
Yes, and let's close out this year.
And remember.
Don't go cuckoo bananas. This has been New Year, New Look, New Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for sticking with us this year. And we hope to bring you some awesome content in the next year. Stay tight, Degrassi. Later.